Bushfire Ministries is a church that Heidi and I have run in Sheffield for about since 2005, and it's really at the centre of our lives. Our faith is at the centre of our lives. It's something that we believe in. It's something that we breathe and eat. It's real. Yeah, the spirituality side of it is we believe this is not a mistake.
Right.
Yeah, we believe this is a creation and there is a creator.
And you're an ex-soldier, an ex-PE teacher. How did you come to faith, Andy?
I was 28 years old. I mean, I'd never darkened the doors of the church, and it was completely and utterly alien to me. But I met another guy playing rugby, and he was different, totally and utterly different. He didn't swear, he didn't drink, he didn't do the things that we do in rugby clubs, and it fascinated me. And he told me that he was a Christian. I'd never heard anybody, you know, tell me about what it was to be a Christian. And he left me with these words. He said, "Andy," he said, "sir, what happens if I'm right and you're wrong?" Because I just took the mickey out of him. And that didn't leave me. Mm. And for months, I couldn't get that out of my head. And guess what? I kept on bumping into Christians everywhere I went. You know, I had Christians bumping, saying, "Yeah, we're Christians." And I thought, "Oh, okay." So I was invited to go along to what I now know I was set up. Jehovah Jireh set me up. He he ambushed me. I went along to argue that God didn't exist. Mm. And after 10 weeks, I realised that God did exist.
And now you run Bushfire UK. What prompted you to set up this church with this kind of fantastic outdoors theme?
Well, to be honest, I mean, bushfire is obviously what we don't want to have, particularly in this woodland right now. So we don't want the fire to escalate and become a bushfire in these woods. But actually, when we're talking about the soul and the spirit, when we get on fire, when we're passionate about something, passionate about God, who we are created to love and to know as our Heavenly Father, then it's just something you want to see the whole nation catch hold of.
Yeah.
We could see prisons empty, hospitals empty. We could see people with peace in their hearts that actually changes and transforms. So, yeah, thanks for letting me say that. It's probably a bit controversial for some to hear that.
No, not at all, no. No, I mean, I love the idea that you're celebrating the great outdoors and celebrating your faith as well.
Absolutely.
Joshua.
Come here, Joshua.
Home education then. What's the difference now between doing this and doing school? Do you prefer this, do you?
I prefer this a lot. I teach myself a lot on the computer, watching
You haven't got a computer out here, have you?
No.
What do you learn out here?
I learn how to do basic bushcraft skills and how to light fires, knots.
Yeah.
Do all these things that you wouldn't learn in school.
What did you think when your mum said, "Oh, I'm going to take you out of school and educate, we're going to educate you ourselves"? What did you think? Were you think, "Oh dear, I'll miss all my friends," or I'll...
No, I actually felt pretty happy
did
about
you?
It.
And that brings new relationships and contacts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been a teacher for 20 years, and, you know, one suit doesn't fit all.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think that's the way the education is now. Yeah, and especially now, I mean, it's controversial, but with Ofsted, you know, we're not marked.
Yeah.
Really on you know, how well the kids are developing, how they're what they're developing in. You know, I want life skills. I want Joshua to learn, you know, life skills that will be with him forever, not just your maths and your English, which is just as important. All these things are important. So not only do we want to just give him the basics, but we want to build upon that. Because at the end of the day, he's going to have to cope with life. And I think these are life skills that will help him cope. But I'm not...
And is there a... When people sign up for the bushcraft skills courses, is there a dividing line? Is it part of something you use to evangelise with, or are the bushcraft skills courses... Because if people are worried that they're going to come on one of these courses and they're going to get preached at, do you understand me?
Absolutely, no, that would never happen.
Mm.
We actually... I mean, you're coming along and you're asking questions, so we're talking.
Yeah.
But in a bushcraft situation, it's very professional.
Yeah.
So we keep that very separate. In the same way as everything we do professionally, it's professional. It's not like, "Oh, let's use this opportunity to try and get our little word in here."
No.
So no, it's absolutely, so we don't bring that into it at all.
Wonderful.
But if somebody asks,
of course,
you know, I'll ask.
Take the
I'll
opportunity.
Answer. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
but yeah. No, I know what it was like, you know, and I wouldn't have become a Christian if somebody had tried to preach to me, or I would have run a 1,000 miles.
It's by leading by example, isn't it?
Absolutely. Your life has got to shine.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way that we do it. You know, let your life do the talking.
Yeah.